Wednesday, March 6th. Hello, everybody. You can say hello back. I'm going to say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to House Committee on Rules. I'm going to open up a public hearing and a work session on HCR 13. I want to thank everybody for the really nice pictures. We're going to put them in my office, the House Majority Office. So if you want to come there, you can see these pictures. They will be on the wall. So with that, I would like to call up the Senate President, Peter Courtney, and Representative Brian Klem. And then afterwards, we're going to call you up to testify. Age before beauty?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
You introduce the thing, so go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Brian Klem, and I represent House District 21, which is here in Salem. And I am not going to read you the resolution or go through statistics about the school, because the students and I think my colleague, the Senate President, will get to tell you some of those things. I want to tell you more about what it's like to live in that neighborhood and, in fact, to be a parent of a McKinley student. The resolution honors McKinley for its 100th birthday, and that is a really long time for a school. This is a time when the streets were dirt in our neighborhood. I've got pictures from our home as a 1911 home, and you can see that the school was there even before the rest of the neighborhood. And it's particularly special for me, I think, because we lived there long before we knew there was going to be a Kohana in our life. I got elected and visited the school long before I knew there was going to be a Kohana in my life. And I saw what this school means to this neighborhood and to this community. They started a school garden long before I got involved with the Farm to School program. There were already parents who were thinking about school gardening at this school. They donate more than 1,500 hours a year of volunteers to the school. And if you go out there on any weekend, the playground of the school also is a city park, and it's full of neighbors enjoying themselves with their kids. And it's what you classically think of as a kind of a community center and school all in one. And it just looks like what we all think of an elementary school. Now many schools are big and modern. This one still looks like an old school elementary school, and we were so excited to have our daughter go there that first 5 or 6 years while we were waiting was almost unbearable. We joined parent groups, got on the news list, and started volunteering in the garden for years in advance because we were so excited to become McKinley parents. And this is Kohana's first year at McKinley. This process has been a great opportunity for our fifth graders to learn about the legislature. You're going to hear from three of them soon, but several fifth grade students were involved in drafting the first round of this resolution, and then we have the Dash 2 amendments, which are in working with some more students, slight refinements, a few additions and enhancements. The only part that I would call your attention to is lines 16 to 20, which I think really encapsulate what McKinley's all about. It is a vibrant, active, and inclusive community and a wondrous place for learning, with 100 years of special memories and moments where parents and community volunteers provide unending support. With that, I want you to hear from the Senate President and from the students, and I would be happy to come back if you have questions, but I don't think you're going to need me to hear what a special place this is. And thank you for hearing this resolution today.
Kohana, did you have anything? Did you want to tell us anything? No? Okay. Mr. President?
Thank you, Chair Hoyle. And Vice Chair Smith Warner, I don't quite know who's on this committee because there's some people that aren't shown, so I don't know what's going on here. My litany of who's here and who's not here is completely confusing, so I don't know what you do in the House, but clearly you've got a game plan
confusing.
I've never seen before, but this is interesting. So let me just say for the record that I am Peter Courtney, a state senator, District 11, and District 11 includes portions of Salem, and portions of which include this very school that Representative Klem was talking about, as well as it goes up through Jervis, Brooks, and Woodburn. And I live in Salem. I live north by Fred Myers North. I'm here to speak in support of the measure that is now before you. I'm very grateful that Representative Brian Clem was willing to bring it here today and did so, for this is the 100th year anniversary of McKinley Elementary School. It's interesting, when this testimony was prepared for me, I didn't know all these things about McKinley, and I'm glad that you did this so I would learn more about the school. So thank you. This school was built in the fall of 1915. That was even before I was born. And the cost of the school was $20,128. And many things have happened in 100 years. I did not know this. It became a hospital shortly after World War I to deal with an influenza outbreak. In 1920, McKinley responded as a junior high school, reopened as a junior high school. Then in 1927, it again became an elementary school that we know today. I'm told that we have some 346 students from kindergarten through the fifth grade. Last year, 79% of her students met or exceeded state standards for math, 87% in science, and 88% in reading. And I think those are pretty good numbers for all of us. We are very well aware of these areas for all our young people statewide, and obviously McKinley, its great teaching staff, its principal, and all the people that work there, as well as the parents and students, are doing a remarkable job. Students at McKinley can participate in Lego, robotics, Battle of the Books, Farm to School program, which, of course, was introduced and worked on, successfully got this by the Honorable Representative Brian Clem, as well as the Young Rembrandts Club, and many more. Three of McKinley's fifth graders will be here today to testify, and I hope I pronounced these names correct. And first is Claire Graham, who is is the daughter of Fritz Graham, known to some of us, of course, maybe to all of us, as a district representative for the Honorable Senator Ron Wyden. Caden Harris Klippinger, the son of Willamette University graduates who are now both music teachers in the Salem-Keizer School District, and Corina Holman, whose mother is a Willamette University professor. Again, I'd like to thank you for coming today, and I really mean that. I believe you held this meeting, Your Honor, Representative Hoyle, the Majority Leader in the House, to accommodate the students' ability to come here today to speak. And I know when I'm looking at you, because I'm looking around, I live only 2 miles from here. So it's easy for me to go home. It's a remarkable Friday afternoon. It's a beautiful day out there. And if you weren't here, you'd be well on your way going back home to your districts. And you're all so hardworking, et cetera. So you did this just for these students. And I and Representative Clem are particularly appreciative that you'd be willing to stay here and to hear from these students on this beautiful Friday, delaying your return to your districts and delaying your return to your family. So I particularly want to thank you, as I say, because I feel almost guilty in a way, because I just go 2 miles. I've already gone home once to let out my dog. Not that you care, Representative Rayfield, but you should respond to that with some kind of laughter. But I've already been home once, and so for me, I can go home anytime. So thank you, Your Honor, Representative Hoyle, Majority Leader of all the House of the Oregon Representatives.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
By the way, Jim Green is school board member. He's in the audience, but he's not going to testify because he's afraid of you. And he said, though, that he wants you to know that his children went here and he loves this school. It's a great school. I want that on the record. One of the outstanding members of the Oregon and the Salem-Keizer School Board, his former chair of the board, is here, and at least he said he was here. But I'll put that on the record for him.
And thank you for acknowledging him and his service. He also came up and told me that he wasn't going to talk, and that made me admire him all the more. And I want to thank both of you for bringing this forward. Representative Kenemer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair and Mr. President, since this is a school-oriented event, I just wanted to point out that on the first sentence of the back page, you have a spelling error. And you use the word mint instead of meat. So just thought we should point out.
Yeah, you know, I saw that when I read it. And being a gentleman, I would never, Chair Hoyle, I'm talking. Chair Hoyle, Representative Kenemer, I saw that as I was reading. I went, oh, there's a mistake. And I said, of course, there's such ladies and gentlemen who are seated here in the House that they would never embarrass me in a public way to point out that I have an imperfect word in my testimony. So I thank all the members of the committee, save one. And I appreciate that very much. But you are correct. That is an error. It is an incorrect statement. It's not the right language, and I apologize for it.
Pleasure. Thank you, sir.
And Mr. President, thank you. You may not have spelled it correctly, but you pronounced it correctly. And so you get at least you get 50% for that.
My mother and my grandmother, the nuns, taught me no matter how much adversity you face in life, you need to always show well. And that was adversity. That was embarrassing, but you see brilliantly I handled that. And you hear that, young man with the bow tie? You see that? Okay.
In the culture of the House, we helped you show well.
Thank you.
So, yes, we may point out adversity, but we also bring you back up, because that here is how we manage things.
Last time I ever going to testify in front of any House committee, I'll tell you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, I might just mention, because I'm not sure if she's going to testify, probably not knowing her, but our principal, Annie Morton, helped with the resolution, helped coordinate the students. She's here. And what you'll find is that all the parents absolutely love her, and every time we even hear a rumor about any departure, any retirement, everyone freaks out. So I just want to acknowledge her, because she would never acknowledge herself.
Ms. Morton, she's just where are you?
Incredible principal.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
And you will get to see the product of her work with the students.
Okay. Come on up. So who's going to go first? Okay, so just bring the microphone over just a little, and then just tell us who you are, and then let us know what you'd like to tell us.
Okay, so. Chair Hoyle, members of the committee, my name is Karina Holman. I am 11 years old and a fifth grader at McKinley Elementary School. I'm here today to testify in favor of House Concurrent Resolution 13, commemorating McKinley's 100th anniversary. We want to have people all around to know what a wonderful place McKinley is and to join us in celebrating this exciting event. At school, I participate in math and accelerated math and feel so blessed to be able to learn an instrument in a fun and encouraging environment. I am very glad I can be in accelerated math because my needs can be met and I can have challenges. This really shows me how much the teachers want me to help to be the best I can. I have been at McKinley since kindergarten, and every single teacher has touched my life and has helped me grow past what I expected. McKinley has an amazing staff of teachers and a very special principal. They don't just focus on learning mathematic and scientific things, though. They also focus on art and physical education as well. McKinley focuses on social and emotional things, too. At McKinley, we celebrate the whole child and not just one part of him or her. Thank you for this opportunity to testify before you today.
Thank you very much. And who is second? Do you want to move the microphone over? Okay.
Chair Hoyle, members of the committee, my name is Kaden Harris-Clippinger. I'm 10 years old and a fifth grader at McKinley Elementary School. I'm here to testify in favor of House Concurrent Resolution 13. I urge you to help our state see what a wonderful school McKinley is for all of its students. At school, I participate in band, orchestra, and choir. The instruments I play are flute and cello. I feel fortunate to be part of a school that values the fine arts so highly. 57% of the students from second through fifth grade are involved in at least one year-round performing ensemble. Additionally, McKinley puts on a winter concert at which every student from kindergarten through fifth grade performs. All of these opportunities have helped to provide me with the confidence to speak before you today. You never know. Thanks to the education McKinley has given me, I might be sitting where you are someday.
I hope so.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And you should let us Thank know you. When your winter concert is, because I think maybe some of us would love to come and listen. All right, and next.
Chair Hoyle, members of the committee. My name is Claire Graham. I'm 11 years old and a fifth grader at McKinley Elementary School. In school, I participate in the Make a Difference team, art club, and Oregon Battle of the Books. I also participated in the writing of House Concurrent Resolution 13, commemorating McKinley Elementary School's 2015 centennial, in which I am here to testify in favor of. We want everyone to understand what a wonderful place McKinley is and to join us in celebrating this memorable anniversary. I feel very fortunate to attend a school with such a warm and accepting environment and a strong anti-bullying program. Every issue in McKinley is heard and solved. Every day I come to school and I feel 100% safe and comfortable. My school is all about safety, respect, and responsibility, so everyone has the privilege to learn in a friendly environment. McKinley truly leaves no child behind. Thank you for listening to us. We would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Does anyone have any questions? No? So why don't you tell me, what is your favorite class? What's your favorite thing about going to school?
My favorite thing is probably the physical education program.
Fantastic. And what about you?
Well, I don't really have a favorite. I just like it all. If I had to probably choose one, I might say reading.
Wow. Fantastic. And what about you?
I have to say the same as him. I love all the different, like, all the different classes. But I have to say I really love math.
That is great. Well, thank you so much for letting us know more about your school. We really, really appreciate it. And you may be excused. Is there anybody else? Who else? Karen Holman and Brian Sund. So you can all go back to your seats. Thank you so much. And then Karen and Brian can come up. Unless they're not here. In which, oh, you are here. Oh, fantastic. Oh, okay. No, Brian.
Well, she doesn't have to.
Brian, it looks like it's all you.
Yeah, it's all
you. Come
Brian.
On up. It's a lot of pressure, but I think you can handle it.
Hey, I think I can.
Yeah. And just state your name for the record.
Certainly. Not my address?
Not.
No. Okay.
Whatever you choose.
My name is Brian Sund. I live in the Scan neighborhood that McKinley encompasses. And I just want to say these are truly the fun parts of legislative action to be able to do this. I'm here in a variety of capacities to endorse this resolution. I am a board member of SCAN, our neighborhood association, and I'm a retired educator for the Salem-Keizer School District, taught 27 years at South Salem High School in special ed, which is just south, just down the hill from McKinley. I'm in my fourth year as a substitute teacher and volunteer for the district, but mostly as a community member who continues to care for the overall health and well-being of our current school population. This resolution, what it embodies in recognizing a school that has so faithfully served students for 100 years, simply wonderful. The entire McKinley community, and in fact, the entire city of Salem, should be so proud of these accomplishments and the positive impacts made on so many children's lives. On behalf of the SCAN board, I know that we are all proud to have McKinley Elementary School within our designated boundaries. I know Senator Courtney has already left the building.
He's watching you.
Representative Clam is here. Yeah, I was there in the audience in South High's gym on September 5 of last year when Senator Courtney and Senator Winters, along with Brian Clem and Vicki Berger, were all addressed the assembly regarding a similar resolution identifying that day as Saxon Day. And there was a whole lot of effort from the group of students in government studies who drafted that resolution and lobbied in its approval. And even though I am no longer an active faculty member there, that moment ranked as one of the true highlights of my association with the school. This resolution honoring McKinley Elementary School is equally well-crafted in its portrayal of all the school has achieved. What a strong and effective message to have publicly acknowledged to its past, present, and future students as McKinley moves into its second century of educational service. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Okay, anybody else here to talk about McKinley? No? Okay, well, here's what we're going to do, because we still have some more paperwork that has to catch up to their -2 resolution. So I'm going to close the public hearing, and then we're going to come back on Monday, and then we will vote to move this bill to the floor of the House. When that happens, Representative Clem, would you be interested in carrying it on the floor? Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So we're going to close the public hearing, we will take the vote on Monday, and then we will let you all know when we're ready to vote for that on the floor of the House, which should be sometime next week. And again, thank everybody for coming. We really appreciate it. Oh,
Madam Chair, might I suggest any members of the school community who would be interested in watching the vote, you can watch the proceedings of our committees online. If you go to the Oregon Legislative Information System, OLIS, there'll be a little camera next to the meeting notice about the Rules Committee, and you can watch the vote take place from the comfort of your homes or wherever you are if you'd like to.
That is true. She is not making that up. All right. Thank you so much. And with that, I'll close the public hearing on HCR 3. All right. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
All right. And now I will, this is yours. Now I will open a public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 333. Testimony. And Representative Gomberg.
Thank you, Chair Hoyle, members of the committee. For the record, David Gomberg, House District 10.
Do you want to take a slight moment before?
It's your time, and I would be happy to move ahead, or I can hold for a moment.
Okay. I think they are leaving right now.
Debbie Crespi's daughter. Looks like they came to soup.
My friends,
I'm getting home. Thank you. Thank you all.
Sergeant at Arms, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Representative Gomberg.
Thank you again, Chair Hoyle, members of the committee. David Gomberg from House District 10. That was great fun. Thank you so much for giving me a chance to sit in and see it from your point of view. It's Friday afternoon. I'm going to be very brief with you. I'm here regarding 333 and Tom McCall Day. This is a measure that was introduced by Senator Johnson and myself at the request of Commissioner Bill Hall from Lincoln County, who is a great fan of Governor McCall. I will tell you very briefly that in 1976, when the governor completed his first terms, that he took some time off and came to Oregon State University, where it was my great privilege to sit with him on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons in a special seminar, hearing him reminisce about his fascinating time as governor. And what a fascinating time, of course, it was. Tom McCall is one of my heroes, and what he said about heroes is that heroes are not great statues framed against a red sky. Heroes are people who stand up and say, it's my community, and I'm going to do what I can to make it better. I think that's a great legacy. This measure would simply declare a McCall Day and encourage kids like these to learn more about a great Oregonian. Happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Yes?
It's March 22nd. I'm sorry, Chair Hoyle. It's March 22nd, Tom McCall's birthday?
That's correct. Chair Hoyle, Representative Nose.
No, it's a very good question. Okay.
Just a comment, Madam
yes,
Chair?
Yes, of course.
Just Tom McCall, one great Oregonian, and
very nice to do this. Thank you very much for bringing it to us.
Perfect. All right. With that, I would accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 333 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair Smith-Warner has moved Senate Bill 333 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Be adopted.
Be adopted. Any discussion? Any objections? With that, the motion passes. Close the public hearing and work session. Thank you, Representative Gomberg.
Thank you, Chair.
Would you care to carry this on the floor?
Be happy to do that. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. You don't have to come to the beach, but you can't stay here.
We're all going to President Courtney's house. It's apparently only 2 miles away.
We're walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't get invited.
That's never stopped us before. Sure. Representative Frederick. I am going to open up a public hearing on H.R. 1, H.R. 2, and H.R. 3, all at the same time. So
perfect.
Bring it on.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I appreciate this. I'm Lou Frederick, State Representative from House District 43. That's North and Northeast Portland. And we call that the soul of Portland, just so that you know. I bring these three resolutions to you to celebrate the lives of three pillars of the North Northeast community, as well as the music community. Bringing these to you at the same time really is an interesting look at the intersection of cultural and musical traditions, and some of the variety of cultural and musical traditions that are precious, not just to Africans or African Americans, but also to Americans who love good music and the richness of cultures that we are blessed to have among us. Janice Scroggins and Linda Hornbuckle performed together for many years, but each also performed with just about every other musician in the Northwest, as well as in solo performances. I'm going to play a clip for you of a recording session that the two did together. And it's going to come up in just a second.
Turn the lights on. Yeah.
There,
thank you.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's perfect. Much better.
Can you get one more light out?
Take you home. Ooh, we love you. Ooh, we are sin. And we love you.
fantastic.
It is really hard to believe that they're not around anymore, that they're not here anymore. And they died within a short period of time between the deaths. And it created a huge hole in the music scene and in the community. Janice started playing piano when she was 3 years old, and Linda Hornbuckle started singing at the Grace and Truth Pentecostal Church at age 6. And they performed with just, as I said before, they performed with just about every musician you can possibly imagine. They were staples at the jazz festivals and the blues festivals in town, and staples at other small venues. They both came and performed at one of my events, which I was just incredibly blessed by. It's also hard to see. By the time Linda died, she had lost so much weight, it was hard to believe that she was, how difficult it was to see her there. But we've lost the two of them, and it's they were pillars of the community, as I said. They really leave a hole in our community. Now I'm going to go to someone else here in just a second here, because he was also, had brought a different flavor to things. Obo Addy. He brought African arts to the Northwest. He became a master drummer at age 6 and became a professor of music at Lewis and Clark College. He taught African music and culture in the community as well as in the college, and he touched a great number during his long career. The Obo Addy Legacy Project continues to create, perform, and teach African arts, especially drumming and dancing. And I don't think we're going to be able to go the whole length for this particular one, but you'll get a pretty good idea of what he was about and how he brought an incredible amount of energy to every performance. The one in the center on the drum. There's just no question the kind of energy that he brought. All three of these people won awards or were nominated for awards. Janice Scroggins was nominated for a Grammy. Linda Hornbuckle played with the list of people she played with, both locally and nationally, was just extraordinary. She was inducted into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame in 2010. And Obo Addy, his legacy just continues throughout the community. He is any number of folks who now know about the African drum music only because Obo Addy introduced them and continue to pay attention to it and do what they can. All three were a loss to us, and I ask you to pass resolutions H.R. 1 in honor of Janice Scroggins, H.R. 2 in honor of Linda Hornbuckle, and H.R. 3 in honor of Obo Addy, and pass them to the floor with due pass recommendations, and that we take the opportunity, an opportunity to celebrate these three cultural, musical, and community treasures. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Comments? Yes.
I did have one question, and this is, it might show some of my ignorance, but Muddy Award Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
You know, you may actually know Muddy Awards. May I come up? Sure, please.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, John Mullen. Many of you know me from my work with the Oregon Law Center, but I'm here as president of our an independent record company. My wife is a performer and performed many times with mm-hmm. Janice Scroggins and Linda Hornbuckle. And the Muddy Awards, named after Muddy Waters, and it's dedicated to blues performers. My wife has won some Muddy Awards as well. And if I just may finish up really quickly about what I was here to say is that I really want to thank Representative Fredericks for bringing these forward. We all live our lives outside of the work we do on a daily basis, and we all have our loves and our passion. And mine happens to be in this field and in music, and watching my wife perform is just a joy to me. But also seeing these people perform this clip coming up reminds us of their creativity, their love, and the fact that they will be remembered, and they'll be remembered in part because you're making it so. So I really want to thank you all for that. And again, my deep thanks to Representative Frederick. One brief story I can't help but tell is that when Janice died, and it was sudden, and we went to her house because my wife knew her children really well. And, pardon me. And when she got there, she was reviewing her texts back and forth with Janice. They talked by phone a lot, but also texted back and forth. And she said, I can't believe it. There's 88 texts here, 88 keys on the piano. Wow. It's just a beautiful thing. But again, thank you, Representative.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any more? Any other questions?
No, is that it? Thank you. Thank you.
Perfect. so I want to close the public hearing and open a work session on H.R. 1. I'll accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I move H.R. 1 to the floor with a B adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair Smith-Warner has moved H.R. 1 with a B adopted recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? If not, the motion passes. Representative Frederick, I'm going to assume you're carrying all of these, right? Okay, great. So I'm going to close the work session, open a work session on H.R. 2.
Madam Chair, I move H.R. 2 to the floor with a B adopted recommendation.
Vice Chair Smith-Warner has moved H.R. 2 with a B adopted recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? If not, motion passes. And one more, open up a work session on H.R. 3.
Madam Chair, I move H.R. 3 to the floor with a B adopted recommendation.
Any discussion? Any objections? Motion passes. Close the work session, and with no further business, we are adjourned. And
we're not going to do H. Okay.
No, we don't have paperwork. So.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, that's
so
right.
And thanks everybody for staying.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, that's
so much.
Right.